Well, thank you for coming this late hour. I know everyone must be a little bit hungry. My name is Shlomi Noach, and this is Automated Schema Migration with GitHub Actions, Schema, and Ghost. I'm with the GitHub Database Infrastructure team. I author a bunch of open source projects, Orchestrator Ghost. We'll talk a little bit about Ghost today. I work with GitHub. I assume I don't need to introduce the company here. In the past year, we shipped a lot of new products and services like actions, packages, security advisories, code navigation, search, notifications, sponsors, mobile, and more. Seeing that our backend is MySQL, MySQL stores all our company's metadata, all these new developments imply schema migrations, right? New feature, new table, added column. Oh, we need a new query, so we need this new index. Maybe we drop a few tables. Maybe we do an iteration where throughout the process of maturing the product, we create and then drop tables and change the design all the time. I asked earlier by show of hands how many people run a schema migration per month, per week, per day. There were a few people who run a schema migration per day on average. We run two on average per day. Of course, not every day is the same. Some days we have like five or six schema migrations. What is a schema migration, right? On the face of it, it looks like, okay, it's just a create table. It's just an alter table. It's just a drop table. But I think it's a lot more than that. And I will ask by a quick show of hands, do you find that you have a lot of manual labor before, during, and after a migration? Does this happen to you? Yes, if so. Oh, not so many. Okay. So I'd like to break down how I perceive schema migrations